AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The death toll from the Amtrak wreck in Philadelphia is now 8. Let's go live to correspondent Julie Walker, who joins us with the latest. Julie?
The Philadelphia Fire Chief says they were called in with cadaver dogs this morning to search the scene and the train cars that were still here. That's when they say they found that 8th victim, who they are not identifying. Meanwhile, the investigation continues into what caused this deadly derailment. Investigators from the NTSB have still not gotten a chance to interview the train's engineer, and they're waiting for that opportunity. They have said that the train was going double the speed, at least a little over 100 miles an hour, where it should have been going 50. Carlotta?
Correspondent Julie Walker joining us live from Philadelphia. Jurors considering the fate of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev had a question on the first full day of deliberations and the penalty phase. They wanted to know about the legal concepts of aiding and abetting and conspiracy. The panel has to decide whether Tsarnaev gets life in prison or death. The Agriculture Department has developed the first government certification and labeling for foods that are free of genetically modified ingredients.
The USDA's move comes as some consumer groups push for mandatory labeling of genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. Certification would be voluntary. Companies would have to pay for it. If approved, the foods would be able to carry a USDA process verified label, along with a claim that they are free of GMOs. Agriculture Secretary Vilsack said in a letter to department employees that the certification is being done at the request of a leading global company, which he did not identify. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
In baseball's interleague game of the day, St. Louis is playing Cleveland. This is AP Radio News. The Kentucky Derby winner gets an unfavorable draw, but is still the favorite to win the Preakness Stakes.
Kentucky Derby champion American Pharoah drew the inside post position. He will start alongside the rail in Saturday's 140th running of the Preakness Stakes. Fellow Bob Baffert-trained horse Dortmund drew the second post position for Saturday's second leg of the Triple Crown. Kentucky Derby runner-up Firing Line drew the eighth position for Saturday's race. The field will have only 8 competitors. It's the smallest Preakness field since 2000. American Pharoah named the overwhelming favorite to win the race. He gets 4-5 morning line odds. Glenn Clark, Baltimore.
The federal government wants to know whether companies that service student loans make more money when they provide less service. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was opening a public inquiry today into student loan servicing practices it says can make paying back loans harder. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Want consistent color for every job? Mylow's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day delivery.